Yo, Peel's Clinton, the president back, you know what I'm saying? And I got something special for you today. I was kicking it with Fat Joe and AI, man. Let me let y'all hear this conversation we had. I ain't gonna even waste no time. Let me get right into it now.
Hey, I am Terra Squad. I am Terra Squad, Jack.
Yes!
AI.
I am Terra Squad.
Fat
Listen,
Joe.
Let me tell you something.
Raul, what up?
Oh, they love you. Everybody here. First
Money,
of all,
Hey, Money. Hey, Money. What up, Money?
He fully, man. Yeah. Listen. Yo, Bubba Chuck. First of all, Raul's here. I want to tell you not to make a bad, you know, but rest in peace, Rob Boogie Fresh. Rest in peace, my brother, Maul. Both your brothers that are my brothers. People don't really realize how close and family we are. I'll
Thank
let
you
dog. Elaborate and tell the people, because when I say it, they think I'm lying, they are.
Why?
That we're family like that. They think I'm not, they think, you know, I'm not crew thick. I'm not down with AI.
Man, listen, I love you, dog. You know what I mean? Like, me and you, we already know, even when I got you beat up. Even.
All right, AI, let's go here. We go down to VA for your birthday. We in VA, we staying in a hotel. We played spades for about 16 hours. Then we go to the club. It's rampant. It's for you. We there, I'm there with the whole crew. Next thing I know, we fighting 1,000 people, the whole entire club. Do you remember what the fuck happened or just something happened?
Man, I remember, y'all was rapping and a motherfucker wanted to rap and y'all wouldn't give him the mic and he just went crazy and Ra attacked the motherfucker. You know what I mean? And then you think you got your ass whipped because you got hit by a Heineken. You ain't do that. A motherfucker threw a Heineken and hit you and...
Hey, yo, AI,
until we long gone, you will always say, I got your ass whipped because you got hit by a Heineken bottle.
Hey, yo, Bubba, if I just say that, nigga, they know it can't nobody fuck us up. That's impossible. Let me tell you something. Yo, AI, let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
Let's not sugarcoat this. This the joke, but this the realest show. You tuned in. Edgar Balanga on the check-in. Trey Songz on the check-in.
Lil Man, that's my homie.
No.
Baby boy.
What up?
You got to focus on this. Tell me the truth. Not the Stephen A. answer, even though he's my brother. All that. How do you feel when you crossed over Michael Jordan, MJ, the GOAT, when you gave him that 1-2 cross? How do you feel when you went to the locker, to the bench, when you saw the highlights? Please tell me the truth, AI.
Man, dog, I didn't know nothing until ESPN and till everybody else made a big deal about it. Like, I was just playing. You know what I mean? I was at war. You know what I mean? And I was playing against the greatest player to ever play the game. And I always told my homeboys, like, if I play against him, with no disrespect, but I was going to try my move on the best to ever play the game, dog. To ever play the game. Like, you know what I mean? I learned so much from him because I wanted to be like him so much. But I always looked at myself as the motherfucking 6 foot Shaquille O'Neal, you know what I mean? Like, dominate, dog. Like, dominate. You know what I mean?
I believe if you were 6'6", we would seriously be having the conversation of if you was the greatest of all time.
Yo, when Kobe said that about me, man, do you know how fucking dope that was for him to say that about me? Like for him to say if I was 6'5", everybody would have a problem. You know what I mean? But I gave him a problem anyway.
You gave him a problem anyway.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. because I throw this up all the time on my Instagram, at least once every 6 months, I throw up the picture of you stepping off, stepping over Tyrone Luke. I do it because it's one of the greatest sports history. You my brother. Are we disrespecting the man by now?
because look, I don't like it because I love him. Like, that's my man. Like, that's my guy. That's my dude. You know what I mean? We was just on the dance floor. Like, it was war. You know what I mean? But, man, I love that guy, man. Like that's my, man, that's my man, man. I love that motherfucker,
yeah,
man.
I got love for Coach Tyrone Lue, too.
Yeah, but, hell yo, yeah.
But AI, man, that's forever. That's
yo, it's funny when you call me AI. Like,
well, I've been calling you AI my whole life, man.
You always call me Chuck.
I go Bubba Chuck. I do call you Chuck when we off the air, but you know, this I'm a journalist now, man.
Okay, I'm
a journalist. I got my foot on their asses. You know, you call me, you tell me. You got your foot in their asses.
I got it.
You tell me, yo, the Big Show got these guys.
I got it.
I gotta give it to him. Shout out Trey Songz, Timberland, the whole VA is on the check-in.
Yo, hey, yo, you goddamn right, man. VA, I love y'all. Hey, look, I am VA, man. Y'all all I got.
That's right.
I love that motherfucker. I love
Mike
him.
Pitt
I love.
On here.
I love Chris, man. I love Virginia, man. I am Virginia, dog. I'm Virginia.
You're also Philly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Ain't no question about it.
I remember I used to come down there to all your games and your coaches be looking at me sideways like, yo, why he's with this rap guy? You made it cool to embrace hip hop, to wear your braids how you want it, yep. To have your tattoo how you want it, yep. To have your son in your hand, in your arm at the press conference. Yep. And back then it was revolutionary. Now it's like, cool. But what kind of heat you took at the time for just being you?
Dog, I got my ass beat for being Allen Iverson. You know what I mean? Like, I always looked at it like, what's wrong with you being you? Everybody else taking up, bruh. You know what I mean? What's wrong with the motherfucker that your mom and your dad made? You dig what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with it's gonna be a motherfucker out here stronger than you, might play basketball better than you. I don't think handsome. I don't think that. But it's gonna be a motherfucker out here that got a whole bunch more than you. But what's wrong with being you, bruh? You know what I mean? It's cool being who you are. You can't change that. All you can do is be happy with who you are. Nigga, I love the motherfucker that my girl love. I love the motherfucker that my homeboys love. I love the motherfucker that my homegirls love. I love that dude, dog. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable in my own skin, man. Do I want more in life?
Hell yeah.
Am I ambitious? Do I want success? Hell yeah. Do I want to be the greatest basketball player? Did I want to be the greatest basketball player? You goddamn right. You know what I mean? I wanted all that. Do I want everything for my family? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm happy with the dude that I look in the mirror every morning and look at. I'm happy with that dude, man. I'm happy with him,
Chuck,
man.
I think one of the best deals you ever did was your sneaker deal with Reebok. Because it feels like it's 20-something years later and you're still cashing checks. Tell me about your relationship with Reebok and your deal.
Don't do that. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Because when you doing that, that's gonna make the motherfuckers that always fucking with me about some goddamn money come at my head, man.
Oh, no,
so let it be what the media say. Let it be that.
Let it be the rumors.
Yeah, let it be that. I'm cool with that.
And what kind of pressure was that? Because I was there, AI, and I got the same problem. Like, you took care of a lot of people, AI. Like, just tons of people. I would watch you just bless everybody and just, you know, your homeboys, they be able to live a certain lifestyle because of you. You know, I come in your driveway, you got 6-7 drop-top Bentleys, all type of colors and shit. Like, what kind of pressure is that when you got to take care of everybody?
None. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm going to die like this, dog. I'm going to die being the most authentic motherfucker in the world. It ain't cocky. It ain't arrogance. None of that. I just believe in me. I'm who I am. Like, I love y'all motherfuckers that love me for me. Like, all I care about is y'all. You know what I mean? And my fans that love the dog dirt shit out of me. That's who I care about, man. I'm gonna have my everybody don't love you, crack.
Nah.
Everybody don't love you, dog. Everybody, you can't satisfy everybody. You know what I mean? I try like a motherfucker to have thick skins, but dog, man, my feelings get hurt like anybody else, dog.
You know, I used to watch, even though I got major love for him, it's my brother coming to show. I used to watch with you, Stephen A. Smith. He used to cover the Sixers, and he'd be giving you the business every night, and me and you be watching him. I ain't tell him that. You know, we don't tell everybody everything, but me and you used to watch him talking shit, y'all, this guy, this and this and that. How's your relationship with Stephen A. Smith 2020?
I think he the best in the business. I think he the best in the business. And I think Max. I love Max.
I love
Max. Like, Max is so dope because I don't know, I guess I'm biased, you know, because he always on my side. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he's a real deal.
He always on my side. You know what I'm saying? I love Max, but Steve the best in the business. Molly dope. Jalen dope. Jalen is
dope.
Incredible. Yo, you know what I mean? And look, one thing about me is, like, I'm not the type of man that feel like if you ain't a Hall of Famer or if you never played basketball, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. I don't look at it like that. Cause I know a whole bunch of dudes that never played the game and know what the hell they talking about. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's women and men out here that ain't never played it before, but know what the hell they talking about. Straight up.
That's good to know. That's good to know. When it comes to any of these young players playing now, who you think models their game after you the best? Because we know when they wear number 3, that's AI. We know, who do you think plays the most like AI?
I would say, what about just the dudes that I did?
All right, so give me your top five. Your top five, but
don't do that.
Yourself.
Don't do that, crack. Don't do that.
No,
don't.
I need the top five, but include yourself.
All right, don't do that. But don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because, first of all, I respect and love motherfuckers so much. I don't want to, if they got feelings, I don't want to hurt them. You know what I mean? So I'm a Steph dude. I'm a Russ dude. I'm a Chris Paul dude. I'm a James Harden dude. I'm a Durant dude. I'm a Kyrie dude. Did I say Ja?
Nah, you ain't say Ja Morant. Right now, John Morant, Zion. I'm going Zion. I'm upset. He's out of
shape. I'm a Zion fan too though. I'm a Zion.
Yo, I'm on the bandwagon of Zion. Yeah. I don't like that he's looking chubby in these games right now. He gotta be in shape.
Man, he don't look chubby to me.
Okay. Nah, I want him cut up. Like, I think Zion is like
Zion hey, dope. Do you remember? Man, look. Know who is dope on that squad, and I played with him in his rookie season, man. Drew crazy, dog.
Yeah, they got a squad. They got
Drew crazy, and they got a coach, and they got a coach.
They got a real coach.
They got a real coach.
I don't know what it's about that they only let Zion play 3 minutes and shit like that. That shit whack, man. I don't know.
Hey, crack. I don't know what the fuck that is.
You
man, couldn't no coach sit me down. Couldn't no coach sit me down. Couldn't no coach sit me down. It was gonna be major problems. Like I wanna dance. I wanna be on the floor. You know what I mean? Like I look at like how all these dudes. Like switching up teams and shit like that, man. To each his own. Cause I love these little young guys, man. You know what I mean. But I could never imagine like playing with Shaq or playing with Kobe. You know what I mean. Like I couldn't. Like I would feel like it'd be too easy for me. You know what I mean. And I always felt like. I'm playing with four other pros, man. So that is a super team. If I'm playing with four other pros.
Yeah, but yo, AI, I never want to disrespect you, but I've always wished you would have a stronger team. I know you love all your teammates, and I know you pick all of them up, but it's not fair that everybody else was stacked up and, you know, you going against everybody, and I'm not trying to disrespect all the team players you had, but it wasn't fair that everybody else had a squad. Like, look at these.
Man, it was
you
fair.
You see this Clippers?
They it got was LeBron. Fair. They it got was
George,
fair. It was fair.
They got Morris. They got Lou Will. They got, like, what the fuck?
It was fair, man. Do you know the dudes that I played with? How tough them motherfuckers was, man.
I know who they are, yeah. I know who they are, yeah. I know. I know you love, you loyal. I know. And I got love for them because they was your team. So I would drive down to Philly and cheer for you with Eric Snow and McKee and your man, Alalala Bumba. What's my man, Matumbo? Alalala Bumba.
Georgetown, baby. Georgetown. Hey, yo, let me tell you. Let me tell you something that was dope. What I had to learn. All right. First of all, Coach Brown, to me, best in the business. Best in the business. Phil Jackson was dope. He was dope. Popovich, best in the business. Jerry Sloan. Best in the business, right?
Yeah.
Best in the business. Doc Rivers, best in the business.
Best in the right? business.
Alright, I was, I think it was 2001 season. And he called me in the office and he was like, look, I'ma fuck with you all practice long. Everything that you do right, I'ma say it ain't right. Everything that you do, I'ma cuss you out.
Whatever. Hold up one second, hold up, AI, this is a joke for a moment. I've never heard this before. This is a joke for a moment. Are you saying that it was planned when the coach used to get on you in practice? He really didn't mean that. You and him had to understand.
Listen, crack.
Continue.
Listen. So, he like and I'm a young head and I'm thinking to myself like like, why would he say that he gonna get on me even if I do shit right, even if I, you know, do everything right? You know what I mean? Why would he say that he gonna fuck with me? You know what I mean? And my soldiers is, they looking at me like, they look at it, cause they used to me flipping out, like if somebody said something crazy to me. So they looking at me like, yo, you ain't gonna say nothing? But he told me not to say nothing, regardless of what he, you know, what he said to me or whatever. So I go back, I'm in the locker room, motherfucking feeling so hurt now, I'm crying, all kinds of shit. Cause I can't believe Coach flipped on me like that. And then he told somebody, one of the trainers, to, you know, come get me and come to the office. I go in the office and he like, thank you. I'm like, I'm ready to flip death, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? But he like, thank you. I'm like, fuck you mean, thank you. You know what I mean? And he was like, now I can talk shit to them and they can't say a motherfucking thing because I flipped out on your ass and you ain't say shit. And I was like, yo, that motherfucker is a genius, dog. You know what I mean? And for the rest of the way, like, I can say anything to y'all. If I flipped out on Chuck and he ain't say nothing,
Chuck, what you, I was dare thinking, you. Chuck, what you was thinking when you said practice?
Upgrade to watch videos ad-free, offline, and in the background. Start a free trial of YouTube Premium.
If you're suffering from cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, glaucoma, blurred vision, or any other vision...
We gonna talk about practice?
Yo. Man, listen, you know, you just asked me that for the fans.
I know.
Yeah, because my heart was broke, because my man just died. I don't want to talk about none of this shit. You know what I mean? My man just got killed. So I won't try to hear none of that. And we got knocked off. What, we got knocked off in the first round? We got knocked off in the first round after going to the finals the year before. Like, my motherfucking heart was hurting. You know what I mean? I was fucked up of it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question, man. Why is it so important to you? We see all these people. They look like a happy couple. They this and that. Then they get divorced. Then they this and that. How important to you is family? Your wife, Tawana, like, she's been there with you through dick.
She ain't my wife.
She ain't your wife.
She Miss Iverson, but she ain't my wife.
Okay, so I don't.
We divorced.
You divorced.
Yeah.
But she Miss out. But you still.
But she the number one, like. Besides my kids, she's the number one person in my life. I'd die for that woman. Today, right now.
I know that.
Yeah.
How important is it to you to have that family structure, AI? That's where I was going with.
30 years, dog. Like, that's been my old lady since I was, 15, 16 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Like, I fucked up. It won't nothing. It won't. She ain't do nothing. It was me. You know what I mean? It was me running the streets. It was me acting the ass. You know what I mean? Like, it won't nothing that she. I deserved it. I deserved to get divorced. I deserved it. You know what I mean? I had it coming. I had it coming. I be telling my little little dudes that I fuck with, like, you don't want to go through what I went through, man. You don't want your heart broken like that. You know what I mean? Cause it almost ended, dog. Like, she ain't have to fuck with me no more. You know what I mean? Like, for all the shit that I done did. You know what I mean? But
I
guess,
tell you what it's called, Bubba Chuck. It's called real love. It's
absolutely
called true love. And when you got real love, can't nothing match that, B.
Nah, hell nah. Fuck
can't
no.
Nothing match that. No matter what. No matter what laws, no matter what rules, no matter what. At the end of the day, when you got that bond and you got that true love, ain't nothing like it. let me ask you a question.
Anything.
Before the game, if I ask you a quick, you remember the time me and you got drunk to death in New York, and we wind up spending the night
in
man.
Which time? Which time?
Huh? Now I'm telling you about a time.
Out of the hundreds of times.
Out of the hundreds of times, me and you, we slept in my man's house in the Bronx in a bummy apartment. You woke up in the morning, you have to play the Knicks. Yo, AI, I thought they were going to kill me. Your team, I thought they would never let me talk to you again. I go to the game, you drop like 60 on the Knicks that day in the afternoon. You don't remember that shit?
Hell no, because you lying, because my career high was against
But you scored a lot against the Knicks this game. I went to.
I think I had 47 that game.
47, bro. That shit was crazy. Yo, I thought your team would never let me hang out with you again in my life. I said, yo, I'm banned from Philly. They never gonna let me. And then you killed the Knicks that day. Yo.
I'm listening.
All right. So I was gonna tell you, I remember I used to always try to gas you. And we can end this on this now. I remember you used to try to gas you when you was playing against Shaq. I will always be like, yo, AI, dunk on him. Dunk on him. It'd be the craziest look in the world. Dunk on him. Just sneak up on him and dunk on him. And you say, yo, Joe, stop fucking with me. He throw me into the stands.
Man, will break my neck, man. What the fuck is you talking about?
Yo, AI used to tell you every night, yo, if you dunk on this guy, you going down in history. You was like, yo, Joe, he going to throw me into the stands, man.
Ain't happen. I remember one time he went up for a dunk and I tried to jump on his back and I was on his back and he dunked the motherfucker and Kobe was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? And I was like, what you mean? He was like, are you trying to die, man?
Oh no, you trying to die.
You know what I mean? Like, man, that man was the strongest. Hey yo, nobody dominated like him. Only dude that I put before him is Black Jesus. Like, that's the only, that Shaq was, yo, man. Cause Shaq played against Rick Smith, Ewing, Lonzo Mourning, Sabonis,
Olajuwon,
who else?
Lottie Divock.
Like, he had
Davis.
Huh? They was fours. Like, Shaq played against a boatload. Like, I love Will and how dope Will was and his stats and all that. But if you think about it, and this is no disrespect to Will, I hope the fans don't fuck me over for this. But it was Bill Russell. Like, that was basically the only competition that he had. Right now, just think about the point guard position right now. Man, look how many dudes is dope. It's like 20-something, 30-something badass motherfuckers that play the point now. You dig what I'm saying? Like, when Mike played against some dude, who Mike played against? What's homie from Jersey?
Miller?
Petrick. Reggie.
Reggie Miller was tough.
Reggie was dope as hell. Reggie, he played against Clyde. He played against Reggie. Ooh. He played against Mitch Richmond. He played against
Magic, Isaiah.
No, man. That's them point guards. I'm talking about who had to guard Mike and who Mike had to guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Mike played against a lot of bad dudes, but he was just the cream of the crop.
So obviously, your biggest competition was Kobe, right?
The moments that move you. Don't let psoriatic arthritis take them away. Taltz reduces joint pain.
No, good. I mean, I thought Kobe was too big to fuck with me like that. You know what I mean? Like he that motherfucker, like, he in my top five. He on my Mount Rushmore. You know what I mean? But he was a fish out of water when it came to trying to deal with me. But, like, Stephon Marbury, Steve Nash, like, Steve gave me so many problems, dog.
Yo, Steve was nice, boy.
What?
Yo, Steve was... Stephon was strong, too.
Boy. Yo, Steph, listen... And I ain't saying this because I love him. You know what I mean? I ain't on it like that.
Yeah.
Steph? Hey, yo. How the fuck can Steph not be in the Hall of Fame? Steph gonna make it to the Hall of Fame, dog.
He need to.
Tell you, dog.
He need to. No. I mean, at that time, who they at? Steve Francis, Katino Mobley. They was getting busy over there.
Wait, no. Steve was dope.
Steve was dope, right?
Steve was dope.
He was action. He was action.
Steve was dope.
Steve was
Steve
action.
Was crazy.
Right? And it was Steve crazy. Was I would watch the highlights every night and see you, a little guy, catching these dunks. Because I think your first two seasons, you wanted to dunk on everybody.
Right.
And Steve Francis was dunking on everybody, little guys.
That but Crack. Hey, Crack. Steve was 6'3", though. Look. Like, okay, look, I'm gonna say, man, I swear to God on my life, kill me dead if I'm lying, tonight, I ain't hating on nobody, but I don't like when people talk about the best little man ever, and then they try to put dudes that 6'3", 6'4", in the conversation. Steph is 6'3", dog. When they, Russ is the craziest maniac in the world. You know what I mean?
He's a maniac.
But he's 6'4", or something like that. Like, if you want to compare me,
shout out to Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas is on this. Isaiah Thomas is watching.
If you want to compare me to Isaiah, Zeke is 6'2".
Zeke is watching. Is what I'm trying to tell you. The only thing he's on, man, the comments.
He already know that I put him before me any day. He already know. That motherfucker done taught me so much. But like when I was playing, he taught me the most simple stuff. To make me more effective, like, man. But Zeke was 6'2".
This is a joke for a moment because Isaiah Thomas is in the comments. When he coached the Knicks, he would call me up and would meet me in random places, Harlem, wherever. Isaiah Thomas. And he would ask me my advice. Yo, Joe, you a Knicks fan, you know the game. What should I do with Zeebo? What should I do? Why they not playing together?
This, man, look, Crack. I want to tell you. I want to tell you this. One of the moments with me and Zeke when he was coaching Indiana. Somebody was shooting a free throw, and I was like standing over there by him, you know, because I'm a fan. You know what I mean? Like I looked up to him. You know what I mean? So I'm over there standing beside him, just. Man, living my bucket list moment, man. You know what I mean? I'm just standing beside him and I'm talking to him. And he was like, you know, we ain't playing you head up tonight. All zone. You gonna see zone all night. You gonna see zone all night. You know what I mean? And that shit made me feel so dope. Like, that made me feel like I was the one, man. You know what I mean? Like, Zeke saying that.
Yo, Zeke is on it. Yo, let me tell you something. AI. Hip hop. Who was you playing before you went out to the game?
I was playing Big. I was playing Kiss. I was playing you. I was playing Pac. I'm the biggest Redman fan in the world.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm the biggest Reggie Noble fan in the world. But I played Michael Jackson before the games. Like, I listened to Mike.
You was like, just vibing.
Huh?
You would just vibe to whatever's the vibe. I was
I'm the biggest I'm the biggest Michael Jackson fan ever. Like.
But we both.
Yeah.
We both are.
That's my man. I'm a 50 Cent dude. I'm a 50 Cent dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a T.I. dude. I'm a Jeezy dude. Like, I'm a Rick Ross dude. I'm a Meek dude. Like, man. I love what's the best, man. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When it comes to the women, goddamn it, I'm motherfucking Beyonce. I'm goddamn I'm Brandy. I'm Monica.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm Whitney. I'm Mary. You know what I mean? Like, all that, dog. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna fight. What's the best? I'm not gonna fight. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, much as I love Michael Jordan, like, dog, man, LeBron James is the one, dog. He the one, man. That motherfucker is the one. Kevin Durant is the one, man. The one.
Yeah, he different.
Like that.
You know, AI. You're the only player I ever brought to the Rucker Park. Shout out to A. Butter checking in. You're the only guy I ever seen come to the park, NBA player, that they wouldn't D you. Even when Kobe came to the park, he had players trying to D him up. When I brought you out there, they were fading back. Nobody wanted parts of that crossover. It's crazy.
Unless killers respect killers. The only dude that ain't scared of a killer is a killer.
Killers respect
killers, man.
That is a fact.
Killers respect killers. And regardless, man, motherfuckers talk all that shit about me. Like, the only time that I told my family and motherfuckers like you, don't argue when it come to me ever again. That barbershop shit, all that, once they put that ring on my finger, once they put me in the Hall of Fame, man, and then a motherfucker will be like, yo, you know what I mean? You know, motherfucker, man, such and such will be a Hall of Famer one day. All right, when you get there, then we're gonna have this conversation. We're gonna revisit this motherfucker. You know what I mean? But man, I'm certified. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers can talk all kinds of shit about my game, say what they wanna say, and all that. Man, a motherfucker that hate just hate. Man, he can't help himself, man, or she can't help herself. You know what I mean? That's what they do.
That's what they do. Brother. I love you too much, man. God bless you.
You the mother.
My family. I appreciate
fucking,
you doing this.
Man, you the best, man. You the best. I love you so much. man. Joe Crack, man.
Yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed that little podcast, you know what I'm saying? Special guest, my nigga AI the Answer, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Crossover, Mr. Step Over, and more of the Terror Squad, Fat Joe. But this P.S. Clinton want to say mouth signing off, and I'll see you motherfuckers later.